Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just after 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, and what a lovely Thursday evening it is out there. I was relaxing in the sun about 15 minutes ago, catching some rays, and God, that puts you in a great mood, doesn't it? I hope, I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and hope that you have CITR cranked at max volume outdoors somewhere, maybe on your patio, maybe at the beach, in the park. Thanks for listening. So if you are tuning in for the first time, there's usually two of us, but I'm in here tonight. My name's Christian. My lovely co-host Fleur Cooper will be back in 2 weeks' time on our next show. We are on the air every other Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We rotate Thursday evening shows with Peanut Butter and Jams, another great CITR show. And if you've never tuned in to Are You Aware, we play music that has something to say. That's our tagline, and that's what we do. So we play music with a message, or musicians that are highlighting social justice issues, or nonprofits with their skills. And really what we want to do is play good music, obviously, get you moving, get you in a good mood, but also inspire you. We want to inspire you to get involved in your local community and or even give you grander ideas, inspire you to make a difference locally in Canada or even internationally. So, and we do that through music. And that first musician was Kay Tranada, who is a Haitian-born Canadian electronic musician, producer, and DJ, born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And that was his track, Leave Me Alone. Great song. Great song to start the show off. Kind of set the vibe for this evening. We will be playing quite a few Canadian musicians this evening. We love, obviously, supporting our homegrown talent here at CITR and on Are You Aware? And that song there set the tone for us. So shortly after he was born in Haiti, he relocated to Montreal and began DJing at a really early age, at the age of 14, and began producing at the age of 15 as well. So he began his career under the alias K-Dramas in about 2010 and released about 8 projects under that name before changing his name to K-Tranada in 2012. And to date, he's released a total of 13 projects and 41 remixes, so quite prolific as far as releasing material, and opened for Madonna, actually, on the Rebel Heart Tour for 2 shows, one in Canada and one south of the border in the U.S. And 99.9% is K-Tranada's upcoming 7th studio album, and scheduled for release May 6th, so coming up in a couple weeks here. And in 2014, Leave Me Alone was released, that track that we just played. And in 2015, in response to the tragic news that over 400 people died in the Mediterranean Sea in the midst of an attempt to emigrate to Europe from Libya, German label Jakarta Records set up a charity vinyl auction in hope of offering financial support to others who, in hopes of a better life, risk everything. And part of that charity vinyl auction, K-Tranada was, there was an original vinyl from him that supported that cause. So, all right, moving right along, we're going to play another Canadian artist. We're going to play some soul here in a minute with a track, a celebratory track. So this track is called Yuna's Birthday Song. It's by Soul. Soul's from Montreal, another Montreal artist. I Become Shade was an LP that was released in June of 2015, and Soul will be playing the Fortune Sound Club here in Vancouver in the fall, September 17th to be exact. So here's a little preview of what you can expect to see at Fortune in the fall, which seems like a long way away, doesn't it? Summer's just kicking off. I can't believe I'm already talking about the fall. But here's a little preview of Soul. You're listening to Are You Aware? Keep it locked to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Shine. Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Should've known better to see what I I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Yes.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just before 6:30 on Thursday evening. And that was a funky little soundbite from Aloe Black called Love is the Answer from his album Lift Your Spirit Higher. That one had me grooving in my seat. Aloe Black, if you have not heard of him, we've played him on the show before, but he's an American rapper and songwriter, great musician, launched his career as a solo artist in 2003, releasing two EPs and signing to Stone's Throw Records in 2006. A great independent record label, by the way. There's a really awesome documentary about Stone's Throw on Netflix. The name of it is slipping my mind, but I'll have to get back to you on that one. But it's an awesome documentary about Stone's Throw Records. So label head Chris Manick heard Black and immediately offered him a contract for the 2006 full length Shine Through. Lift Your Spirit is the third studio album released from him, and that was released in 2013. The album includes some big names, actually, that got involved in the production and co-songwriting, including DJ Khalil, Pharrell Williams, and Elton John, the legend. Some big names that he's been involved with. And that album received a nomination for the Grammy Award for Best R&B Album in 2015. So pretty successful album from Aloe Black. Black is actively involved with the American charity called Malaria No More. The charity's mission is to end malaria deaths through engaging leaders and rallying the public and delivering life-saving tools and education to families across Africa, because malaria is still a massive, massive, massive problem in Africa. Little interesting tidbit, Aloe Black is married to fellow musician, an Australian rapper named Maya Jupiter, and they had their first child actually in 2013, so pretty talented family there. Wonder if maybe they'll pass some of their musical creativity and skills on to the next generation there. Before that, we had Sufjan Stevens. Really love that track as well. So we played Should've Known Better from his album called Carrie and Lowell. He's from Detroit, Michigan. Super, super talented musician. Interesting name, Sufjan. A little bit about that. It's an Arabic and Persian name meaning comes with a sword. And it predates Islam and most famously belonged to Abu Sufjan, a figure from early Islamic history. And the name was given to Stevens by the founder of Subud, an interfaith spiritual community to which his parents belonged and where he was born. So, and Stevens is known for his use of the banjo, but also plays a number of other instruments, including guitar, piano, drums, xylophone, you name it. I think Sufjan Stevens might just play it. And he often playing all of those instruments I just mentioned on his albums through the use of multi-track recording. So, and while in school, he also studied the oboe and English horn to add to that long list of instruments that he plays. He released that album, Carrie and Lowell, in March of 2015. And the album follows the nuances and trials of life with Stevens' mother, Carrie, who was diagnosed bipolar and schizophrenic and suffered from drug addiction and substance abuse, and includes Stephen's stepfather, Lowell Brahms, as well in that name. Brahms would later become the head of Stephen's record label called Asthmatic Kitty, and he contributed material to Dark Was the Night for the Red Hot AIDS organization on a number of occasions. And if you've never seen Sufjan Stevens play live, a great artist to catch live, and you have the opportunity. So he'll be playing Sasquatch Festival at the Gorge in George, Washington. And that festival is, let's see, the last weekend in May. So from Friday, May 27th until Monday, May 30th. So there's an opportunity for you to catch Sufjan Stevens in concert. if you're interested in that. So, continuing with the music, we're going to switch things up a little bit here, and we're going to play a legendary band. We're going to play a little bit of New Order. So, going back to the 80s here with some New Order. They're an English musical group that formed in 1980, and they formed in the wake of the demise of the group Joy Division, which I'm sure many of you have heard of, following the suicide of their vocalist, Ian Curtis. And they combined post-punk and electronic dance, so two different musical stylings, and became one of the most critically acclaimed and influential bands in the 80s. And in 2015, they released their 10th studio album titled Music Complete. So 10 studio albums. That's a lot of material. And Florida-based record label 24-Hour Service Station released a two-disc tribute to New Order in 2010, and proceeds from which benefited the Salford Foundation Trust's Tony Wilson Awards. And they were established in memory of the late Factory Records co-founder and Manchester musical icon. The Tony Wilson Awards are made available to children and young people who can demonstrate a special talent or ambition in the arts or creative skills. And they receive extra assistance in the form of grants to help them develop their musical and artistic talents. So a pretty great cause there, if I do say so myself. Without further ado, here is the track from New Order called Tutti Frutti. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. canzone. E tu sei tutti i frutti.
Shut up and sit down.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details.
Thank you.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 7 o'clock, thanks for tuning in this evening. That was another great Canadian band. Tonight we're playing a lot of Canadian artists. As I mentioned earlier, we love to support our homegrown talent. And that was Yukon Blonde. They formed in Kelowna in 2005 and were originally called Alpha Baby, interestingly enough, and changed their name to Yukon Blonde in late 2008. And Oh Blonde, released June 16th, 2015, On Blonde was the album. That was from, that track was called Saturday Night. And that took me back to the 80s. That had a very 80s vibe to it. It could have been, the intro to an 80s movie or something. The band collaborated with Hey Rosetta on a non-album single called Land You Love. And I absolutely loved that track. It was a protest song about the 2015 federal election, which seems like so long ago now, but it wasn't that long ago when many people could have been heard complaining about Stephen Harper and how we needed change. And this protest song was really inspiring. I imagine it probably inspired a lot of young voters to actually get out and vote, whether they actually voted for Justin Trudeau and the Liberals or the NDP or Conservatives. I imagine it inspired a lot of young voters to get out there, cast a ballot, and take part in democracy, which is so important. So it was a great song. I'm sure if you Google Land You Love, Yukon Blonde, Hey Rosetta, you'll be able to find that song. Yukon Blonde also played Sing It Forward in 2013. And Sing It Forward was a local Vancouver fundraising show that has had a number of really great musicians on the bill over the years. In 2013, Shad was on there, Hey Ocean, Aiden Knight, We Are the City, and C.R. Avery. All proceeds from the event go to St. James Music Academy, which aims to provide free music education to children from low-income homes in Vancouver. So, and if I am correct, I'm pretty sure their last Sing It Forward was this year. So, and I think Chaos has played. I don't know if Chaos played this year, but I know in recent years. So, Sing It Forward was a great initiative right here in Vancouver that raised money for St. James Music Academy, which is also a great initiative. So before that, another Canadian artist, we had the Strumbellas with Run from We Still Move Dance Floors. I had the opportunity to see them play, I think it was 2 years ago now, at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. And I'd never actually heard them before until that time. And their live show got me tuned into them. I just had to find out more about them. And I've got to say, I'm quite a big fan of the Strumbellas. And I had no idea about them. And in the meantime, they'd won a couple Junos, or at least one Juno. And I'd never heard of them. So they've had some success here in Canada. Their music has been described as alternative country, indie rock, or folk pop crass, excuse me. And they're on Six Shooter Records, and We Still Move on Dance Floors was released in 2013, and it was their second album, and that album won them a Juno in the Juno Award for Roots and Traditional Album of the Year category. And they'll actually be releasing a new album, their third. It's called Hope, and believe it or not, it will be released tomorrow. So April 22nd, new album from the Strumbellas coming at you. Next up, we are going to play a great Canadian female musician, a folk singer-songwriter, also plays the auto harp and has one of the most outstanding voices in Canadian music. One of the most outstanding female voices. Not only that, one of the most outstanding voices in Canadian music. Her name is Bajia Boulat. From London, Ontario, her third album, Tall, Tall Shadow, was nominated in 2014 for a Juno. in the Adult Alternative Album of the Year category, as well as shortlisted for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize. And her fourth album, which this track is from, was released in February of this year. The album is called Good Advice. And she's been involved in a couple philanthropic initiatives. She joined Philip Glass, Iggy Pop, and FKA Twigs, and Sharon Jones for the 26th annual Tibet House U.S. benefit concert last February at Carnegie Hall in New York City. And a little bit about Tibet House. It was created in 1964 by the U.S. CIA as part of its attempts to keep the political concept of an autonomous Tibet alive within Tibet and among foreign nations, and also to build the capability for resistance against political developments inside of communist China. So the Tibet Houses were part of a large military operation against China at that time that included financing training in Colorado of paramilitary guerrillas loyal to the Dalai Lama for operations to be launched against China from Tibet and India as well. So kudos for Bajia Bilat to get involved in that charity concert to support the Tibet House. She's currently on tour in Europe with several Canadian dates planned for the summer, but none in Vancouver at the time. If I'm correct, I think she might have played Vancouver in February, I'm pretty sure, when that when her latest album was released. So here is Bajia Bilat with her track called Infamous from her latest album called Good Advice. You are listening to Are You Aware on CITR. We're here with you for another half an hour, so keep it locked here. We have a lot of good music coming at you in the next 30 minutes. Here's Bajia Bilat.
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even infamous if you are.
Pretend it love.
could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Ain't no fooling. Are you interested in indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chains held under my skin. It blows me down onto the ledge, a place I've grown to love and a friend.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. just after 7:15, 15 more minutes left of Are You Aware? And that was Good for Grapes with Cursed by the Wind from their latest album called The Ropes. They're a local band playing some Pacific Northwest indie folk based out of Surrey, British Columbia. And their first self-titled EP, Good for Grapes, was released in 2011. And they've had some decent success since then. They've won both the Rogers Your Music Battle of the Bands and Supernova's Band on the Run to the UK. And also the Peak Performance Project here locally in 2014, which they took home a huge prize from that. Over $100,000 was awarded to them for that big win. And they've supported the Covenant House in the past, here locally right in Vancouver. The Covenant House exists for those young people for whom there is often no one else and no other options. So young people who have either willingly fled physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, or those who have been forced from their homes, the Covenant House is there to support them. And more than 1,500 street-involved youth come to the Covenant House in Vancouver each year to find sanctuary and obviously a hopefully a brighter future for them. So more than 1,500 street youth are serviced by the Covenant House. That's a huge number. So before that, we had a face melter there from Black Mountain's latest album called Four, which, you know, I don't think I have to tell you, it's from their fourth album. That was Mothers of the Sun, and what an awesome riff on that track. They're from Vancouver, for those that don't know. Formed in 2004, and as I just said, they've released their fourth full-length LP. Most of their releases have been on Jag Jaguar, the label. Several members of Black Mountain have, for as long as a decade, worked for organizations that meet the basic living requirements of the chronically poor and drug addicted and mentally ill in Vancouver's downtown East Side neighborhood, organizations such as Insight. So not only are they great musicians, but they are great people as well. So, and in an interview, one of the band members said, "After work, we all try not to think too hard about the effect it has on our lives. It keeps us grounded." So, and their latest album, Four, was released April 1st. So it's only been out a couple of weeks. I had a little preview of it this week. And just like every other Black Mountain album before it, sounds amazing. Amber Weber, her vocals. I was talking about Bajia Bulat having a great voice earlier in the show. Well, Amber Weber, her vocals rival Bajia Bulat's for sure. Amazing vocalist. And Black Mountain puts together some great guitar riffs. They'll be playing the Commodore Ballroom here in Vancouver on May 21st. I would suggest, if you haven't already, get some tickets for that show. I've seen Black Mountain before, and they do not disappoint as far as live performances go. So check them out, the Commodore Ballroom here in Vancouver on May 21st. Rolling right along, we've got just over 10 minutes left. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And we're going to play some Jason Collette, an album from his latest album. A track from his latest album called Song and Dance Man. This is a song called Song and Dance Man, right? Titled after the name of the album. He's from Toronto, has released 4 solo albums, and also is a member of the great Canadian band Broken Social Scene. His latest album was released February of this year. And Collette has been very politically involved. He is an outspoken member of Canada's NDP, New Democratic Party, and actually performed at an NDP kickoff rally in Toronto in 2008 during that election year. And he has freely expressed his displeasure in the past for Stephen Harper, who was then Canadian Prime Minister. And he has also, in the past, brought a petition forward to get Canadian citizen Omar Khadr released from the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, where he had been kept for some time. So Jason Collette, very, very vocal. Also, a great initiative that he started, he hosts a review in Toronto every year in December. And the review contains weekly events that feature musicians, poets, and spoken word artists. And these artists are kept secret and not announced in advance of the shows, which I think is really cool. 2014 was the 8th iteration of the event and raised funds for No More Silence, which aims to develop an international network to support the work being done by activists and communities to stop the murders and disappearances of Indigenous women, which is a really important topic and has been in the news quite a bit lately. I know our new Liberal government has really spoken about doing a lot in the way of investigating all of the Indigenous women that have gone missing over the years, which I know our past Conservative government almost just swept under the carpet. So over 580 Indigenous women have been murdered or gone missing, most of them over the last 30 years, and 100 since 2001. So this is a big problem. And in 2014, Jason Collette and his review that he does in Toronto every December raised funds for this cause. Jason Collette, he'll be in Vancouver later this month, actually, the 26th coming up. Jason Collette's going to be playing the Fox Cabaret. So let's give you a little preview here. Here's Jason Collette with Song and Dance Man. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Future.